ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 20, A Trip to the Japanese Zoo. ジェシーです。ジェシー here.
こんにちは、ナオミです。Hi everyone, Naomi here.
Thank you for joining us for our Absolute Beginner Series. In the last lesson, we learned how to talk about inanimate objects and also how to say you have something. For example,
スーパーがあります。
There's a supermarket.
アレルギーがあります。
I have allergies.In this lesson, we're going to focus on talking about animate objects, like people and animals.
You'll be able to say things like, Taylor is here, and I have a brother.
That's right.
So, Jessie, what's happening in the conversation?
Taylor, Masato, Kaori, and Taylor's daughter Sarah are at the zoo, walking around and looking at the animals. Okay, so let's listen to the conversation.
動物いますか？
あ、あそこ、ライオンがいます。
あ、ライオンの赤ちゃんもいますね。
かわいい。
あ、ゴリラがいます。
え、どこ？
ここです。
え、僕？
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
動物いますか？
あ、あそこ、ライオンがいます。
あ、ライオンの赤ちゃんもいますね。
かわいい。
あ、ゴリラがいます。
え？どこ？
ここです。
え、僕？あははは。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
動物いますか？
Are there any animals?
あ、あそこ、ライオンがいます。
Oh, over there. There's a lion.
あ、ライオンの赤ちゃんもいますね。
Ah, there's also a baby lion, isn't there?
かわいい。
It's so cute.
あ、ゴリラがいます。
Oh, there's a gorilla.
え、どこ？
Huh? Where?
ここです。
Here.
え、僕？
Huh? Me? So, it sounds like they're having a nice, fun outing at the zoo.
Hmm, yes. But at first, they couldn't see where the animals were.
Yeah, they were having trouble finding them at first, but then they were able to spot a few.
They saw a lion and a gorilla.
Which, as you may have been able to guess, is a lion and a gorilla.
Yes, these names are taken from English.
Hmm, is this common?
Hmm, well, there are quite a few animal names that come from English, actually.Mostly exotic animals.
Ah, that makes sense. I mean, I imagine there weren't originally many lions and gorillas running around in Japan long ago.
Right.
Speaking of animals, that's our first vocab word, isn't it?
Yes. Animal is 動物。
動物。Ah, so if you use the structure we learned in lesson 18 and say 動物が好きです。Listeners, do you remember what this means?
Ah, good example sentence. That would be I like animals.動物が好きです。
Okay, and what other new word did we have?
赤ちゃん。
Which is baby. In this case, they were talking about baby animals. But of course, it's also used for human babies. Actually, I'd say it's primarily used for human babies.
Right. 赤ちゃん。
In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about the existence of animate objects. That is, people and animals. With this structure, you'll also be able to talk about family members.
Yes.This structure is very similar to the one we learned in the last lesson.
Yes, if you remember, we learned object があります to talk about the existence of an inanimate object and also to talk about having something. This time, what's our structure?
Person or animal plus がいます。
がいます。
Remember that this can only be used with living things, people or animals.
Right.
So, Jesse, can you tell us when we'd use this structure?
Well, first, you can use it to talk about someone being physically present.
Yes, as in, Taylor is here or the teacher is here.
Right, and that would be covered by person plus がいます.
Right. And how else?
You can also use it to talk about having family members, as in, I have a brother, I have a sister, etc.
Yes. Family member plus がいます.
Let's see how it was used in the dialogue. They're at the zoo, talking about the different animals that are there. Taylor says,
ライオンがいます。
ライオンがいます。There's a lion.
ライオン plus がいます。
And then after that, Taylor said,
ゴリラがいます。
ゴリラがいます。There's a gorilla.
ゴリラ plus がいます。
I think for our listeners, though, the other usage might be the one they use more.
Ah,Talking about family members?
Yes, it's really common to get asked questions about one's family.
That's true. So let's practice talking about members of your family.
Such as siblings. What's the word for siblings, Naomi?
兄弟.
兄弟, brothers and sisters. So when someone asks you if you have brothers or sisters, they will ask, Naomi?
兄弟がいますか?
兄弟がいますか? Do you have any brothers or sisters?Remember that the か at the end makes it a question.
Yes, that's right.
Now, one thing to remember about Japanese is that there aren't separate words that mean just brother and sister.
Great point. You have to specify younger or older.
So it's either younger sister or older sister, and younger brother or older brother. Okay, so listeners, if you remember, we learned the word for little sister in lesson 16. Naomi, can you remind us what the word was?
Little sister is...妹。
妹。So the sentence, I have a little sister would be?
妹がいます。
妹がいます。Listeners, repeat after Naomi. I have a little sister.
妹がいます。
And how about younger brother?
Younger brother is 弟。
So I have a younger brother would be?
弟がいます。
弟がいます。Listeners, repeat after Naomi. I have a little brother.
弟がいます。
This is true for you, right, Naomi? You have a little brother?
Ah, yes. I have a younger brother. 弟がいます。You too, right, Jesse?
Yes. I actually have a younger sister and a younger brother.
Oh.
So I can say both 妹がいます and 弟がいます.
I see.
Naomi, why don't we briefly touch on the words for older brother and older sister as well?
Sure. Older sister is 姉. Older brother is 兄.
So I have an older sister is
姉がいます.
And I have an older brother is
兄がいます.
Great.Okay, I know that was a lot of information, a lot of new words. So listeners, please check out the PDF where we have all of this information and more.
You also learn what to say if you don't have any siblings.
Leave us a comment letting us know about your family in Japanese. Okay, well that's going to do it for this lesson.
Thanks for listening.
As always, be sure to let us know if you have any questions and we'll see you next time.
じゃあまた!
動物いますか？
あ、あそこ、ライオンがいます。
あ、ライオンの赤ちゃんもいますね。
かわいい。
あ、ゴリラがいます。
え、どこ？
ここです。
え、僕？